My name is Jim Behoosh, and welcome to The Sketchbook, a builder's journal of ideas, tips, and technique. I bumped into a friend at the lumberyard this past week. We talked a bit about the weather, which has been seriously oppressive. He mentioned just celebrating a birthday and wondering if it was age that had him feeling so thumped. I was some glad to hear him say that, since I had been wondering the same about myself. Just feeling irrationally exhausted. I was even happier to hear him say that the younger guy he was working with was wiped out as well. A few days earlier, I spoke with another friend about the heat. She works in the hospital and reminded me to drink lots of water. In her words, we put people in the hospital every day due to dehydration. After we spoke, I put concentrated effort into drinking more water. How much more? About a gallon a day works for me. Number one on our list of ways to deal with summer heat, drink plenty of water. A friend I row with always brings a big jar of ice water on rows. She says, I know cold water isn't supposed to be as good for your body as room temperature water, but the truth is, I like ice water better, so we'll drink a lot more. That makes sense. Number two. If possible, when working outside, work on the shady side of the house. Say, for example, you're painting. Start on the west side in the morning and move north to east as the day progresses. Save the south side for a cloudy day. Often, you can't avoid working in the sun. If you're roofing, wear a hat, sunglasses, and light color clothes. Try to start early. Dodge the middle of the day and continue late afternoon. Number three, splash down often. I keep a 5-gallon bucket of water outside. Every time I pass by, I splash my face and wet my hair. If you're inside and it can't get wet, soak a bandana, wring it out, and wear it on your neck. Just like in winter, when you know you can't be as productive because of the cold, except that there will always be a summer stretch when the heat will slow you down as well. Have something you'd like to share in the sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with sketchbook in the subject line.